So our seventh and final storyteller is Tom Cosgrove. Tom has been in Juneau for 22 years. His only regret is he didn't escape the Down South madness sooner. He spends his time parenting, programming, and procrastinating. And when he makes the time, he writes and creates stories. He promises to get to the rest of that paperwork really soon. Please welcome Tom Cosgrove.
Good evening. In August of 1976, the Republicans held their national convention in Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. I was 18 and a political junkie. I had come of age in the Watergate era, and I followed politics and Watergate like most boys follow sports. And now, national political theater was coming to my town. What I really wanted to do was get into the convention. But to do that, you needed solid Republican connections. And my family had been involved in the Democratic machine for generations. I inherited my grandfather's edition of Harry Truman's autobiography. In it, it's inscribed, "To John, from one good Democrat to another, Harry." I had no juice. So, the day before the convention, I borrowed the family station wagon, and I drove down to Kemper Arena. Now, you can't envision me how I look now. You gotta envision me trim, slim, clean-cut, clean-shaven, freckle-faced, and not looking a day over 14. I had on a short-sleeve, button-down shirt with a pointy collar and an extremely wide tie. And I carried a clipboard because it looks official. The main activity at the arena was at one end. It's the end with the truck entrance. And so with my clipboard in hand, I joined the workmen, the delivery people, and the media types, and I walked right into that arena. And I followed that ramp down, and it took me right to the floor of the arena. It was cool. I was standing down there. There were all the white chairs set up in perfect diagonal lines, and the vertical state signs were all in place, and the stage was massive. It took up like a third of the arena. Now, I was one of the few people on the floor, and I was a bit self-conscious, so I ran up the stairs to the first concourse. And it was a hive of activity, too. Vendors getting ready, laying in supplies. So I took the ramp up another level, up to the skybox level, what they call the club level. Now, this is Kansas City, so these skyboxes are pretty simple. It's a dozen chairs, a wet bar, and separated from each other with plexiglass. But the international and national media had turned them into little studios. And as I walked around that concourse, I saw NPR, CBS, ABC, NBC, BBC, CBC. It was heady stuff. But I really had to pee. So I went into the nearest men's room. Now, if you were on either of the other concourses in this arena, the men's room would have been basically a long trough to pee in. But this was the club level, smaller bathrooms, higher, upper scale, and it had individual urinals. There was nobody in the bathroom, so I chose one in the middle and walked up and started to pee. The door opened. Somebody came in, but nobody came up to the urinals. So I glanced behind me, and just a few paces behind me was this big guy with a crew cut, white shirt, skinny tie, dark suit, and an earbud in his ear. Oh, damn! Security! I'm busted! And then the door opened again. More people came in, and I could hear them spreading out behind me. Oh, shit. They're gonna beat the snot out of me. And then somebody came up to the urinals, a few urinals down, and I turned. It was the president, Gerald Ford. Whoa! 1976 was the last year that a political convention in this country actually decided anything. Since then, every convention has been a foregone conclusion. But in 1976, President Ford was fighting for his life against that upstart Ronald Reagan. And so he had to come to Kansas City early to woo voters to get those votes, which brought him on a collision course with me and the urinals. There I was. I was peeing next to the leader of the free world, next to the man who had pardoned Nixon. Now, my flow had started to decrease at this point, and I knew those Secret Service agents were watching everything. So I zipped up and headed to the sinks where I took my time washing my hands. A few moments later, the president walks up to the sinks, a couple sinks down, and I get eye contact with him through the mirror. And I'm an impulsive guy. So I say, "Good afternoon, Mr. President. How are you today?" And he looks at me again. It was clear he had not even seen me the first time. And so he gives me kind of this wan Mona Lisa smile and a barely perceptible nod. And he looks at me, but his eyes, I mean, they're not dead, but my gosh, they were flat. The Secret Service agents put paper towels in my hand and walked me out the door and down the concourse. And when we stopped, one of the agents handed me my clipboard, which still had my old geometry homework clipped right into place. The agent said, "If I were you, I'd keep walking till I was out of the building." And I took his advice because really, how can you improve on this experience? I peed next to the President of the United States. And I'll tell you what, it was only a moment, but I kind of felt sorry for the guy. He looked like he wasn't having any fun at all. Now, Gerald Ford died about 5 or 6 years ago. And when he did, it was an occasion for me to share this story with some friends. And while I was doing it, or in that time, I was reflecting that there are probably people all over this country and possibly the world that at that moment were sharing stories, personal experiences about Gerald Ford. But I'm pretty darn sure none of those other stories centered around a urinal. Thank you.